Mr. Logan's Grand Tour, written by Sue Brerant, illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue, translated by Clara Criado Escriva, accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. Mr. Logan was a Victorian gentleman and the inventor of a time machine. He planned to show his Máquina del Tiempo at the Great Exhibition of 1851. But there was a problem.
"Does this Máquina del Tiempo of yours even work?"
asked the exhibition organizers doubtfully.
"Everything you've invented has failed, Logan. Without proof that it works, we won't exhibit this ridiculous machine."
Wasting no time, Mr. Logan jumped onto his Máquina del Tiempo, flicked a switch, and
zoop!
Disappeared, only to reappear at a train station in 2018. Mr. Logan felt his tummy start flip-flopping and he turned rather green. He looked around La Estación de Tren and raced to the nearest toilet. Mr. Logan stumbled out of the cubicle and washed his face.
"Are you okay?"
asked a boy in El Baño.
"I am now. Where are the towels?"
asked Mr. Logan. The boy pointed to a hand dryer. Mr. Logan approached El Secador de Manos and stuck his face under the hot air. It blew his hat right off his head and into a toilet.
"What a marvellous invention!" cried Mr. Logan.
You haven't seen un secador de manos before?"
asked the boy.
"No, I'm a time-travelling inventor,"
explained Mr. Logan.
"In a few hours, I must return to 1851 with proof that I've travelled to the future. Can you help me find something to take back?"
"A time traveller? Cool," said the boy. "I'm Billy and I know the perfect place to look. We'll take the bus."
Billy led Mr. Logan out of La Estación de Tren. When the bus approached, Mr. Logan shrieked.
"Whoa, what's that?"
he asked.
"It's un autobús,"
replied Billy.
"But where are the horses?"
said Mr. Logan, looking under el autobús.
"And qué es eso?"
"It's the exhaust," said Billy. "You probably shouldn't put your face there because..."
Suddenly, el autobús backfired, sending a burst of black smoke straight into Mr. Logan's face. It was a pity, because he'd only just washed it. The pair hopped on the next autobús to the art gallery.
"There's loads of modern art at that Galería de Arte," said Billy. "You can take something home to show everybody."
When they arrived, Mr. Logan gasped.
"¿Qué es eso?"
he asked, pointing at a painting made up of squiggly lines.
"It's art," replied Billy.
"It doesn't look like art to me, but it could convince everyone I've been to the future,"
Mr. Logan cried, pulling the painting off the wall.
"What you doing?"
shouted the security guard in La Galleria de Arte.
"I'm taking this cuadro, if you don't mind,"
said Mr. Logan.
"Oh, no, you're not,"
said the security guard as he threw them out.
"Let's try the supermarket," said Billy. "We'll find proof there."
"Where is el supermercado?"
asked Mr. Logan.
"It's there," replied Billy.
But Mr. Logan was so interested in the tills at el supermercado that he jumped on a conveyor belt to get a closer look and was kicked out, empty-handed.
"We can try the shopping centre instead," said Billy.
"¿Dónde está el centro comercial?"
asked Mr. Logan.
"Está ahí,"
replied Billy. Inside el centro comercial, Mr. Logan passed a television.
"Those poor people are trapped inside that box,"
he shouted.
"We must free them."
Before Billy could stop him, Mr. Logan smashed la televisión on the floor, and they were thrown out of el centro comercial too.
"I'll never find proof," Mr. Logan sighed. "I would photograph all the wonderful things I've seen, but my camera takes hours to set up."
"Photographs, that's it," Billy cried. "Postcards have photographs on, and we can buy some from the post office."
"¿Dónde está la oficina de correos?"
Mr. Logan asked.
"Está ahí,"
replied Billy.
"This oficina de correos is so modern and full of technological wonders,"
said Mr. Logan. While Billy chose postcards, Mr. Logan discovered something quite amazing.
"¿Qué es eso?"
he asked, reaching for some bubble wrap.
"This is such fun."
"Es plástico de burbujas,"
replied Billy. Then he handed Mr. Logan the postcards.
"Good gravy! These postales are full of fantastic images of the future,"
said Mr. Logan.
"And I'll take this plástico de burbujas back for myself."
"There's still time to spare," said Billy.
"Well, I brought my bathing suit with me," said Mr. Logan. "So why don't we visit the swimming pool? ¿Dónde está la piscina?"
"Está ahí,"
said Billy. At la piscina, Mr. Logan couldn't help showing off his diving skills. First, he did a tummy tickler, then a high pants handstand, and finally, a graceful swan dive from the diving board. He was having a wonderful time until he realized his postales had been tucked into his bathing suit the whole time.
"Oh no, they're ruined,"
sobbed Mr. Logan.
"There's no time to buy more," said Billy, looking at his watch. "You have to go back."
"The exhibition organisers were right. I am a failure,"
said Mr. Logan unhappily as they trudged back to La Estación de Tren. At La Estación de Tren, he shook Billy's hand.
"Thanks for your help, Billy. You're a good chap."
"I'm really sorry about your postales,"
replied Billy, as Mr. Logan climbed onto his máquina del tiempo and zoop, disappeared. Back in 1851, Mr. Logan looked for the exhibition organisers.
So, Logan, what have you brought us from the future?
They asked.
Not much, I expect. Nothing of interest,
said Mr. Logan sadly.
Que es eso?
Asked the organisers, pointing to the bundle under Mr. Logan's arm.
Es plástico de burbujas,
replied Mr. Logan, suddenly realizing he had the proof he needed after all.
It's from the future.
The organizers grabbed el plástico de burbujas.
This is wonderful,
said one.
Marvelous,
said another. Mr. Logan was so thrilled that he could have popped. So Mr. Logan's Máquina del Tiempo was allowed to appear at the Great Exhibition. And although he told the visitors all about la estación de tren, el baño, el autobús, la galería de arte, el supermercado, el centro comercial, la oficina de correos y la piscina, in the future, the only thing people seemed interested in was el plástico de burbujas. Glossary. El autobús. The bus. El baño. The toilet. El centro comercial. The shopping center. El cuadro. The painting. ¿Dónde está? Where is? ¿Dónde están? Where are? Es. It is. La estación de tren. The train station. Está ahí. It's there. Están ahí. They're there. La galería de arte. The art gallery. La máquina del tiempo. The time machine. La oficina de correos. The post office. La piscina. The swimming pool. El plástico de burbujas. The bubble wrap. Las postales. The postcards. ¿Qué es eso? What's that? El secador de manos. The hand dryer. El supermercado. The supermarket. La televisión. The television. Activity time now. We have two activities this time. We have Map It Out and Postcard from the Past. Let's start with activity one, mapping it out. Mapping it out. Billy needs to draw a map of his town. Listen to Billy reading out where each place is located. Write each answer next to the questions in your activity book. Then draw each place on the map using the symbols from the word bank.
Uno. La oficina de correos is in C4. Dos. El supermercado is in A5. Tres. La galería de arte is in D2. Cuatro. La piscina is in B3.
Cinco.
El centro comercial is in A1.
6.
La estación de tren is in E3.
Now on to activity 2, postcard from the past.
Hola, My Victorian friends would love to hear more about the towns and cities of the future. Would you write me una postal to tell me about where you live? Do you have una oficina de correos y una piscina? ¿O un supermercado y una galería de arte? Use the word bank below to help you fill in the gaps on La Postal in your story box. Adios, Mr. Logan.